So I did not intend to share this story because I did not share it at the other masses, but it just came to my mind as Deacon was reading the gospel today. In today's gospel, the Lord says, whenever you go over someone's house, eat whatever is set before you. And so last year, I took Dustin and Lucy and Juliet and Tim over to my house to cook them dinner to thank them for all the hard work that they've done for the festival. And like the main meal that I can cook really well, I think, is breakfast. Like I can really throw down bacon and eggs, and it's just super, y'all. I really have the best breakfast ever. And so I was gonna make it for them, but I was also gonna make pancakes for them. Now, note, I have cooked pancakes before in my life. I've never bought pancake mix before though. So I went to Murray's across the street and I got the eggs and I got the bacon and the butter and all this stuff. And I picked up the pancakes too to make them pancakes as well. And whenever I started cooking, Lucy was like, okay, well, where's the pancakes at? And I was like, oh, they're right there. And then she started laughing at me because it wasn't actually pancake mix that I bought. It was like the microwave pancakes. And so she was like, Padre, you can't be serious right now. Like, you said you're going to cook pancakes. And I was like, I thought those were cooked, like, whatever. So what Lucy did, because she knows the gospel and she knows she's supposed to eat whatever's set before her, is she waited till I cooked my bacon, and then she put the pancake on the bacon grease, and we did like that. And it was so good. So in case you don't want to ever cook pancakes again, just go get some pancakes, microwave kind, and put bacon grease on them. So good. Anyways, speaking of bacon and eggs, every year for the past, like, I guess 14 years now, 15 years, whenever I first entered seminary a long time ago, we have had a tradition, the seminarians and the younger priests in the diocese, that we go out and we have breakfast together the morning before chrism mass. And so the chrism mass is where all the priests get together and the priests renew our promises that we made at our ordinations to be chaste celibates, to be obedient to our bishop, to pray the liturgy of the hours, to conform our life to Christ. And so every year we gather together downtown, grab breakfast, and then we get to the cathedral maybe an hour and a half before the liturgy, and we spend that time typically before Jesus in the tabernacle, in the side of the cathedral. And so I've been doing that tradition for every year since 2006. And this year was no different. After breakfast, we got there about an hour and a half early, sat with the Lord in the tabernacle, and began to pray. And as I was praying before the tabernacle at the cathedral, I noticed that there was a fish on the tabernacle. There's a fish shape there. And that fish then brought my mind back to the gospel where Jesus Christ multiplied the loaves and the fish. And whenever he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, what happened was, is the disciples, right before this happened, they had come back to him to report to him all the work that they had done for him, all the miracles, all the healings that they had done in his name. And that then elicited my imagination to just share with the Lord all the work that we have been doing here at Holy Rosary. And so I was just sitting down before the Eucharist, and I was giving him a litany of Jesus. You know, we did the Full of Grace Cafe this year, and we've done some new Bible studies, and we're working on this Love and Mercy Academy, this two-week summer school program for kids to fall in love with you, and we're doing this new outreach here, and we're now bringing food to the homeless out there, and all these different things that we're doing here at Holy Rosary. And I was going down my litany of all this stuff that we were doing by his grace for his people to build his kingdom. And after I finished my litany, I just perceived the Lord speak to my heart and say, Josh, like, that's real nice. That's awesome. I'm grateful that you and the people at Holy Rosary have said yes. I really am very grateful for that. He said, but do you even know me anymore? Do you even know me? I know you're doing all those things in my name, but you kind of sound like my apostles who would come for me and said, Lord, look at the work that we did in your name. But not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you even know me anymore? Because all I did in that time of prayer with Jesus was report to him. I just reported work to him. I reduced our relationship to that of me reporting work to my boss. And he wants more than that. He doesn't want us to not report. He wants us to report because he wants everything. But he does not want us to stop with just reporting work like he's a boss and we are co-workers. He's more than just our boss. He's our lover. He's our bridegroom. He's our spouse. From the beginning of the Bible to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, it's about a wedding. First, the wedding of Adam and Eve. In Revelation, the wedding of the Lamb and the bride. The Lamb is who? Jesus. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Who's the bride? The church. Who's the church? You and I. We are the bride of Christ. God wants to espouse himself to us in marriage, in heaven. Earthly marriage is only meant to point us to that eternal marriage that every single human being has been called to enter into in our walk toward eternity with God. St. Paul writes in Ephesians, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church." Christ gave himself up for his bride, the church. John the Baptist said, I'm not the bridegroom, right? He's the bridegroom, right? I'm the one that points to the bridegroom. The Lamb is the bridegroom. We have been created to be espoused with Christ. And Christ does not want our relationship to be reduced to something superficial where we just talk about work all the time with him. He wants for us to relate our hearts to him, to share our deepest desires, our fears, our worries, our concerns. He wants us to share everything with him, to hold nothing back from him, because on the cross, he held nothing back from us. He wants us to have an intimate relationship with him. But so often we reduce our relationship with him to just work. Let me tell you about my Bible study. Let me tell you about my prayer. Let me tell you about what I want. Let me tell you about what I need. Let me tell you about the stuff, but not my heart. He wants to hear our hearts. He wants us to remind him how we fell in love with him. When we first encountered him in a powerful way, our favorite memories of him and with him. He wants us to tell him how we miss him. If we're in a season of dryness or if just things have really changed in our relationship with the Lord, he wants for us to communicate that to him. God, I really miss you. I really miss hearing your voice that way. I really miss seeing your face in that way that I used to see it. And he also wants to relate himself to us, how he loves us, how he chose us, how it wasn't us who chose him, but he chose us while we were still sinners. He came to dwell with us. He wants to show us in the Gospels how he died for us on the cross, how he suffered for us. Even whenever we did not show up, he still was there for us. He wants to share the depths of his heart with us, heart-to-heart relationship, not something that is reduced to just mere work. Whenever we reduce our relationship with God to just mere work, the relationship will crumble, because guess what? We're not always going to be able to work. So whenever I can't work anymore, whenever I can't read at Mass anymore because of a limitation that might happen because of my age or my health, whenever I can't work anymore in my ministry, whenever I can't work anymore in the field, then what? If my entire relationship with God is based on my mission that I do for God, then when I can't do that mission anymore, when that mission goes, God will go with it, because I've reduced him to a mere working relationship. We don't bring work to the bedroom, right? If a married couple came together and never shared hearts and only talked about that which is superficial, only remained on the surface, the relationship would crumble. If all we talk about is work and not each other, then our relationship will not last, because lovers look at each other and speak to each other about their love for each other. And friends can just talk about work, but lovers, they look at each other and speak to each other of their hearts with each other. And that's what God wants for all of us. He does not want us to remain on the level of superficiality. He does not want us to remain on the level of reporting. He wants us to relate and receive and relate more and receive from our bridegroom, Jesus. But if we struggle with this today, if we say, oh man, that sounds like me. Like, that's what I've been doing. I haven't been relating my heart. I've just been discerning and interceding and reporting. I haven't been relating and receiving from God. Then trust this, you're not the only ones. This is not isolated to our generation. The apostles struggled with this. Not only did the apostles struggle with this, the disciples struggled with this as well. In today's gospel, the 72 disciples who went out on mission, who were commissioned by Christ to go out on mission in his name, came back to him. And when they came back to him, the first thing they did was not say, I missed you, Jesus. So good to see you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. The first thing they did was they reported, oh, Jesus, in your name, we had authority over the demons. We were doing deliverance ministry in your name. Remember what Christ said in another space of the Gospels. Not everyone who says, Lord, I did this in your name, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do the will of my Father. And the will of my Father is to remain in relationship with me. Jesus looked at his disciples in today's gospel and he said, "You did that in my name. I want you to know, I saw Satan fall from heaven. I saw Satan, the highest angel. Lucifer was above Gabriel. He was above Raphael. He was above Saint Michael, the archangel. Lucifer was the highest of all angels that God ever created. And he fell. He fell from his relationship with God. He fell from his relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit because he was more concerned with the work he was doing in his music ministry in heaven. He was more concerned with the work he was producing than his relationship with God. And so he fell. That relationship ended because of him. And the Lord is telling his apostles, his disciples, it's the same that happened to you. If you focus more on your work than on me, it's not going to work out. Jesus went on to say, what's more important than you doing this work in my name, what's more important is the fact that your names are written in the book of eternal life. What's more important is the fact that I want to be in a relationship with you, not only now on earth, but also forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven. That's what's most important, is this relationship, is that we abide with each other now and for all eternity. That's what I want you to focus more on, is your relationship with me. And so certainly you can report all you want, but make sure at some point reporting goes to a deeper level of relating and receiving my heart. As I receive your heart and I relate my heart to you, you receive and you relate your heart to me again and again and again. We go deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm calling you out into the deep. So what I want to invite all of us to this week is for us to first practice deeper relationship with our family, with our friends. You have a best friend. I want to encourage you and invite you this week to have a deeper conversation than something that's superficial. To go deeper beyond work and ministry and the fruit you're experiencing or not experiencing in your ministry, and to go to the level of the heart. To share with that person your thoughts, your feelings, your desires. To share with that person how much you love them. If you're married, speak this to your spouse. Look in your spouse's eyes and tell them how you fell in love with them. Tell them how much you miss some things that you used to do that you don't do anymore because life's just changed. And hey, I miss that. Right? Speak with them heart to heart. And the way that we speak to our friends, the way that we speak to our spouses in marriage, can then be related to the way that we communicate with our God in prayer. And when we pray, certainly intercede and certainly repent and certainly offer gratitude and thanksgiving, certainly report, discern, but also relate. Relate with our God heart to heart. Because that is when we are going to open ourselves up to the capacity of being able to abide in relationship with the Trinity. And if we abide in relationship with the Trinity with whom we are relating and receiving now on earth, we will open ourselves up to the grace of perseverance and be able to remain in relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.